Jesse, welcome to the show. You're not just the CEO, but also the founder of Streetscapes Project. Please tell us a little bit about it.
Indeed. Thanks for having this conversation. Streetscapes was established a few years back because there was a gap. There were actually no services, and there's a policy vacuum as well around chronic homelessness. So individuals who have been on the streets for a very long time and who have far marginalized from services, from families, from the economy, and often have severe addictions or mental health issues. And that was the context where we started developing services in a very participatory manner. So constantly consumers giving us feedback and us developing what we thought was working and then measuring how it was in fact working.
And what do you think it is that is working?
Well, we kind of know, you know. Like anywhere, you need a good social protection. Social protection and basic needs. And this would look at your jobs, this looks at your housing and your psychosocial needs. So you've got kind of downstream policies and practices that are needed that deal with individuals that are already on the streets. And we're looking at, in Cape Town, the numbers have, tripled in 20 years. So we used to have about 3,000 people in the year 2000 on the streets. Now we're looking at 12,000, in addition to 2,500 that are in shelters. Now that's a huge increase. So we know what's in place is not working very well in terms of the system. We have tested with a small population, and we're not the only ones. There's other organizations doing similar work. How would housing first approaches work? And housing first, as you may know, it's essentially giving somebody access to immediate housing, regardless of their state. You know, so this idea that you have to be housing ready, that you somehow need to be compliant before you deserve a permanent housing space, falls away. And and we have actually seen the benefits of it, very much aligned to what international experience shows. I mean, this Housing First has been around for 30 years, and it's the leading approach in many countries in the past two decades. The achievements or results, definitely stability of housing. People stay, they don't drop out, you know?
Mm.
People use much less healthcare and criminal justice services. And we know chronic homeless, not from research, but we also all know it, that they tend to be high-end users of acute healthcare and criminal justice system. And obviously there's a great cost to that as well, not just in human suffering, but the way public services are provided.
For sure.
And the consumers, they rate housing much more positively than other housing models. And it's not a surprise. It's based on what they enjoy. They get a lot more agency. It's not just protection. These shelters focus and overemphasize protection, but undervalue other basic human needs. Agency, right to privacy, your own choice. Those things fall away when we have these remedial shelter type solutions.
It feels as though just the starting point is a very human one. Not to sound too esoteric, Jesse, but the starting point is for me to see you as an equal. That I would, what would I want if I had fallen on hard times, as opposed to a very parochial kind of approach that says, I'm going to tell you what you need. I mean, very, very early in what you were saying, you highlighted the fact that you developed the model on the basis of what customers told you, not just some sort of policy hack that's sitting in an office that has decided this is what they need.
Completely. And it's interesting because I still worry that when we sit in an office and think of these things, we tend to think of the needs of other residents.
Yes.
It is uncomfortable to see homeless people. We all know it. And it's not nice to have a needle-spiking community at your doorstep. We know that there's lots of negative consequences, not just to those users, but to other residents. And we tend to then overemphasize their needs instead of the users. And I think, all human beings have the same needs. And I often compare going to a hospital. If you spend a week in a hospital, that's institutional living. That's not a home. Often we have this idea that people on the streets have no homes. When you've lived somewhere 10, 20 years, you have a community, you have agency, you have your heart, you have your routines, you have daily practices. That's a home, much more a home than a shelter place in an institutional setup will be. And if we just start engaging more with people on the streets, you start seeing these things much clearer.
Jesse, may I ask a personal question?
Indeed.
Your accent, What's your country of origin? Because you don't have a South African mindset or accent.
I don't know what I've got. I've been here for 25 years, but I was born in Finland. Right. And Finland, funnily enough, is one of the success stories of Housing First. We have one shelter, and it's not full.
Exactly.
But we also have humongous budgets. Like when I look at the budgets, what they spend as per person on the streets, I mean, it's not something we can apply here, but we can innovate. And we can look at how do we use the existing budgets better? How do we look at policy better? Because we still have this disproportionate spending on interventions versus prevention. And that's costing a lot, you know?
It's interesting because the Housing First conversation we had yesterday was with Juha Kaikkonen of Helsinki's Housing First, the founder there.
Indeed.
Yeah. So that's very interesting to me. The notion of a person who's living rough being just as equal as you is not something that's held generally by South Africans. Out of interest, then, how do you fund streetscapes?
It's funded in many ways, and this is also where the relationship, like to metros, is complex. And they're one of our big funders. They're truly supportive of the work. And I think everybody has realized that we do need other alternatives. It's just very unfortunate that the policy is lagging so far behind, that the content of that policy is still so archaic and not evidence-based, not prevention-based, not looking at global experience. And I'm hoping that we'll get it right. But the city is one of our funders. We are also receiving funds from international funders, Comic Relief, as well as local funders like Central City Improvement District. They've been a big supporter of our work from beginning because they see, if nothing happens, how difficult it is to manage that space.
And if you had to look back since 2015, how many people have you been able to assist permanently?
In our program?
Yes, ma'am.
So we probably would have had an opportunity to work with a few hundred people, and the success rates are consistently, you get about 15% dropout. So those people would drop out, and out of the people that remain, 80% move and stay off the streets. That's amazing.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for giving us some insight. I hope we can stay in touch. Jesse Lettinen is the CEO of Streetscapes Project, just one of many.